Welcome to Christmas from the North Pole, Christmas Countdown from Geek, Alabama. Join us every day during the Christmas season where we talk about stories from the North Pole and Santa Claus. And here to tell your stories is your host, Nathan Young. Welcome to day 15 of my season 2 edition of Christmas from the North Pole, Christmas Countdown. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about how the North Pole kind of gets the candy ready for every Christmas season. You know, if you stand along Christmas parade, you go to a grocery store, you go anywhere, you see Christmas candy everywhere, right? But did you know all that Christmas candy you see, including the candy, the wrappers, the packaging, all gets approved from the North Pole? You didn't know that, right? You didn't know that. So all the special candies, all the special packaging, all the wrappers, there's a process to get all approved from the North Pole. There's a group of elves in the North Pole whose only job is to approve Christmas candy. The candy you see when somebody throws it to you in a Christmas parade, or something you see at the grocery store. So the job of these elves is to taste the candy, make sure the candy's good, because no one wants bad Christmas candy. I wouldn't want a bad Christmas candy. Then the elves, they'll look at the wrapping. The wrapping has got to be festive. It's got to be Christmas-themed, obviously. It's got to be colorful. Christmas is a colorful time of the year. All the colorful Christmas lights and decorations and everything you see. And then, all the candy companies out there, once they get approval from the elves, from this special candy approval portion of the North Pole, they can start making all their Christmas candy to get ready to send to kids and adults all around the world. And it's a long process because there's a lot of different Christmas candies you see out there. I mean, all the big candy makers, they work with the elves in the North Pole almost throughout the year to get ready for the upcoming Christmas season. And sometimes the candy makers might get ask some ideas about other special times of the year from the elves in the North Pole, like Valentine's Day or Easter or Halloween. You know, the elves, it's all Christmas themed up there in North Pole, but they'll give the candy makers some ideas about Halloween, Easter, Valentine's Day, and the other big holidays where candy's given out. The elves and Santa, they love candy. They love seeing the candy handed out to the kids with their smiles and enough faces, and the parents and adults too. So the North Pole has a office to approve Christmas candy. Thank you all for watching and listening to this edition of Christmas from the North Pole Christmas Countdown. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition. Have a good day, everybody. Thank you for listening to Christmas from the North Pole Christmas Countdown. For more stories, articles, and podcasts, please log on to geekalabama.com.